Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good evening, everybody, and happy new year, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Myra, a.k.a. Chica. Just want to welcome you guys in this lovely 2016. And first things first, I would like to sponsor a good friend of mine that I've been knowing her for so many years. And her webpage, her website is Let's Talk and Pray. And I'm going to do a little, you know, sponsoring it. It is www.letstalkandpray.com. And the sponsor is Miss Marilyn Vasquez Ferris. And if you have any questions or any concerns about her, just please feel free to go to the webpage, and her phone numbers, her information are all in the webpage. Okay, let's go on here. Happy New Year, everybody. Even though this show is supposed to be last week, but I was out due to, you know, family issues going on, but it's nothing major, nothing big about it, so, you know, and everything. But anyways, I hope you guys had a wonderful 2015, and I hope your relationships will be the best. Find your true love in 2015, and starting now, I mean, I wish you guys the best of luck, you know. And then if it's gone turmoil, well, like I said again, take one day at a time, honey. Take one step at a time. I'm going to go off topic right now, and I'm going to continue with my topic here because we have some lot of breaking news lately, and this week it was, you know, a very weird week. I mean, first things first, people die of cancer. My goodness, we got like celebrities, like so far about 3 or 4. I don't know how many, but 3 or 4 guys, girls die of cancer. I mean, this is ridiculous. First things first, we just found out on Monday. I mean, that was, you know, I know this is old news, but still, we have this gentleman named Mr. David Bowie. He had passed away, and I know everybody remember him from, you know, from the 80s. And he used to sing with Freddie Mercury and Queen, called Under Pressure. And that song was the best song to me, in my opinion. That's the best song for me. It's the best. So, by all means, I mean, he is, some people say he's a legend. He's like, you know, tied up with Freddie Mercury. And, I mean, he can't beat the king of pop because, you know, Michael Jackson's the best. But, you know, can't judge about that. But, anywho, I mean, he's the best. But, I mean, I'm very saddened that he passed away, and his family and his wife, you know, the condolences to y'all. If you guys listening right now, you know, deeply saddened about that. And also, just recently find out about Celine Dion. I mean, her husband passed away with cancer, too. He'd been battling with cancer for, my God, for a long time. And, I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, this is, like, crazy. And then all of a sudden, her brother passed away, too. People, we gotta take care of, you know, ourselves. And this is a serious matter here we have right now, and this cancer is no joke. I mean, it can kill you. So, basically, I myself have to take care of myself, too. But, you know, you have to take care of yourself also. You know, just letting you know. I'm taking care of myself. I will do that. But I'm just letting you guys know that you need to take care of yourself because cancer is not a game. It's not a joke, period. Recently, Grizzly Adams, I don't know if you guys remember him, but he just recently passed away also with cancer. So, I mean, to all those people who died, who passed away, I hate the word say die because that's kind of vague for me, but for those who passed away this week, rest in peace, and to the family, my condolences on you. Okay? Well, I'm going to go on here with some more little topic here before I go take a little break here. Well, basically my topic right now, before I'm going to go take a break, my topic is going to be Find Your True Love in 2016. So right now I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to put a song that is a reminder for David Bowie. So this is a shout out to him, you know, even though he passed on, and I want everybody to listen. And it is from him and Freddie Mercury. Those two guys are like the best legend gentlemen ever, you know, and how they sing and everything, it is a phenomenal. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to see what's going on here, and I will tell you more about Finding Your True Love. So I'm going to take a break.
under pressure. Pressure.
We are back live here, and then my phone number, if you want to reach me, is 657-383-0357, and press 1 if you want to talk and ask questions or comments about, you know, I'm going to be speaking. All right. Well, when I went on, before I went on break and talking about Find Your True Love in 2016, well, first things first, the reason I picked that topic, well, is basically not my, well, it's basically my idea, but it is my best friend who is like a brother to me made that topic. So, you know, I was trying to, you know, get some help, you know, what to find, like, how you call it, topic for, you know, for the show and everything. So he posted on that. So thank you, brother, for, you know, for helping me out. Anyways, if you want to call in and send me a comment, if you want to join in about, you know, how your situation going through with your friendship and relationship or whatsoever, please call in at 657-383-0357. I'd be too appreciated, and I'd like to listen to your situation. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to say your name or anything like that. If you do, that's fine, but you can remain anonymous. I mean, I don't want to know who you are and where you're from and everything like that. So, anywho, a big shout out. I would like to have a big shout out with Mr. TJ, the pastor. I forgot. I don't know his name. His name is TJ Tremor. Please forgive me with the pronunciations, okay? Well, this gentleman, he's a pastor. And his name is The Souls of America Radio. And his shows is on every Monday night around 8 o'clock Central Time and to like about 9, 10, 10:30, around there, okay? And his main topic is about domestic violence. Well, I'm going to put that as part of Finding Your True Love, okay? Because first things first, what the pastor has said, that majority of people in a relationship may end up in the domestic violence, which, yes, it is true, because now depending what you argue about, in a way, how we fight and everything, it all depends what you fight about. Because sometimes fighting can end up being physical, it could be spiritual, mental, name it, you got it, okay? But to avoid that, to find your true love, I'm going to tell you this. When you go find your true love, okay, I highly recommend to listen to this program. I mean, I'm not forcing anybody for this, period. But it is a highly recommend people to listen to this program before you get involved. Even if you're not in a relationship, maybe if you were or whatsoever, I highly recommend to listen to that program. It's every Monday night at Blog Talk Radio, okay? I will post your the phone number, his phone number, in my group page on Facebook. So on Monday nights, I want you guys to, you know, participate and just to listen what other women, men, or anybody went through domestic violence. So you gotta, let's put it this way. When they say, think before you act, okay, this is a term that I've been knowing this for a long time. Think before you act. The only thing is, think is, listen to that program. Understand it. To see what's going to happen. What to do. Okay? To find your true love, to find a relationship, it got to be a healthy one. Not toxic, but you got to make a healthy one. To get that healthy, well, a healthy friendship, according to this lady that I saw on Facebook, she had a live video just earlier, and she mentioned about a healthy friendship. Healthy friendship, relationship, to me, well, it's a slight difference. But, you know, to find a healthy relationship, to find a friendship, it's a 50-50 thing. Mutual. Who knows? 50-50. And they can look at you, listen to you, you know, and everything. And, I mean, you gotta be yourself. Try not to rush it. I had a friend like that recently, and it just went through. I mean, in the beginning, it was just like flowers blooming, and you know, so many people think like, you know, I do not like this. Yeah, okay, whatever. You know, you're a grown man, you're a grown woman, you make the decision in your own life. Okay? But, you mind your business. You as a friend, you mind your business. You see your friend suffering. Why? Because that true love that he or she liked, it just went out to turmoil. Because either this girl did something or this guy did something, whatever. What was the mistake? They were rushing. To find your true love, don't rush. Okay? That's the only thing, and that was, I mean, people make mistakes on that, and I did that too. My friends did it. Everybody going through that. Okay? I mean, we could be like, oh, baby this, baby that. Well, everybody call me doll, honey, boo, adorable, beautiful, blossy this, blossy that. I mean, I don't care. I make me, you know, you make me happy, you make me happy, hey. But at the same time, it's like, wait a minute, I'd rather, like, take things slow. I want to take things slow because I don't want to end up in the turmoil. Okay? Any questions or comments, here is 657-383-0357. And I have a couple of things to tell you guys. And I'm going to go take a little quick break here. We're going to continue with this topic. And please call in if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to share about your past relationships or or anything what you found, and I mean, how long you've been together, anything that's going on, just call me and share your stuff. I mean, I do appreciate it for your support and everything. Just give me a call. We're going to go on break right now, so see you in a bit. And we're back. Welcome back. 657-383-0357. Please call in if you have any questions or comments whatsoever. I know, you know, it's pretty dead, you know, Saturday night. Everybody's dating. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's shooting pool. Everybody's doing whatever they want for their true love. but anyways, I'm going to continue on here. You know, we got so many people out here. I'm not calling in, but we're live, and if you want to listen in, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show, and you'll see some recordings I have. Feel free to listen in, and if you have any questions or comments, I have a Facebook page, as a group page. I just added on there for those who have Facebook. I also have a Twitter account, Texan Warrior 81. If you have any questions about finding that, just let me know. Email me at merivera25@gmail.com. Please do. And then we're going to continue about finding your true love of 2016. Well, I just mentioned earlier about finding your true love, you know, like domestic violence and everything, but I highly recommend you guys to listen to this radio show on Mondays called Souls of American Radio, and it's at Blog Talk Radio, and I will give you guys this phone number, and please do. He's a pastor. I don't know what church he's from. I don't know where. I think he's from Alabama. I'm not sure, but by all means, I don't. You know, don't know much information, but he is like one of the best pastors ever, you know, and I mean, I highly recommend him with that, because he talks about domestic violence and abuse, and just please, 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 before you find your true love, please listen to this before anything happens. What you need to do, what you can do to prevent this situation with your true love, with your girl, with your man, whatever, and by all means, take this back. I want your relationship to be healthy, period. Okay, excuse me for just trying to, you know, stutter and everything, but I just, you know, a little nervous, but anyways, let's kind of continue on here. Like I mentioned earlier about this lady that I saw on Facebook, she had a live video earlier, and I had talked to a really good guy that, I mean, he just made me laugh. I mean, he just, like, you know, made me blush, and at the same time, you know, we just, you know, joke around and stuff like that. But, you know, I was trying to be a little serious about this, which this lady on the live video I just saw earlier, it was blown out my mind. And she said, to find your true love, it's like a fruit. Okay? In a way that she said, like a fruit. It could be any type of fruit, an apple, pear, you know, forbidden fruit. But, well, forbidden fruit is not, you know, so bad. It's probably bad, but, you know. But anyways, any type of fruit. It could be like an apple, orange, whatever. Well, you all know that it comes from a tree, right? Fruit comes from a tree. And you have to wait to get ripened up. By meaning that is, when you're going to be in the relationship, you got to wait. Gotta wait and see how this person is. How this person, you know, does for a living. I mean, you gotta get to know them very well. Okay? And like a fruit. Yeah, I get to know your fruit very well before it gets ripe. If it's not ripe enough, that means you're rushing and the fruit doesn't taste too good. But if it's spoiled, that means your relationship ends up in turmoil. But your relationship has to be just right. Meaning your fruit has to be just right to cut it and everything. So we don't want toxic that it's rotten. We don't want to rush it, but it's not right. But you want it just right. Right there. Bam. 657-383-0357. If you have any questions or comments about that, please feel free to give me a call. I mean, by all means, I'm just trying to help you guys out and give you some advice about this. And I know people going through, you know, a situation, but I feel really bad about my best friend of mine. I've been thinking about this person, and I mean, by all means, I mean, he went through, you know, a lot. But I will tell him next time about the fruit method, because it might be a good idea about that. So, yeah, the fruit method is the best thing ever, you know. And I hope he or she understands about this, because this is a serious thing, and, you know, I don't want, you know, this person to be in the turmoil. So, when she mentioned, what that lady was mentioning on the video that I just saw, the live video earlier, about the fruit thing. Let's put it this way. You got to make yourself healed. You just came from a relationship. You need your time to be healed. Even though, like I just told you earlier about domestic violence and all that stuff, it takes a long time to heal. A long time. You know, women have to go through a situation, and even though they got kids, where they're, you know, baby daddy, whatever, boyfriend or husband or whatever, you know, that he's going to be there in their baby's lives for 8 to 18, or out to 21, all depends. But you need time to heal yourself first before you find your very good true love. But it will come. It will come. You just need time for yourself. Be yourself. Focus on yourself. Okay? And trying to get rid of all the toxic that you got in your past. When you get your true love, you got to get rid of all the negativity, meaning your toxic situation, your all the negativity out there. You just got to get rid of that. You need to be positive to yourself. I, as, you know, as an individual, need to get rid of all the negativity. Get rid of all the toxins I had. and just focus on myself before I find my true love. And just pray. That's the only thing you can do. Pray. Meditate. Do something. Change your life around. Change an activity. Do something in your own life. But try not to do the same thing over and over and over. Then, you know, don't do it. Try something new. When I mean by mutual things in life, like join the club, you know, try something new, mean like join the club, join a singles group, join a meetup group, you know, or go to like a website, like meetup.com or whatever, and trying to meet up some people, you know, go out, do something in your life, you know, try not to be boxed in like I've been doing, but you know what, I've tried something new in life, but I'm going to tell you, just be yourself. If you have any questions or comments about this, please call in 657-383-0357. I would love you guys to say something. I mean, participate. You know, tell who you are and please rename anonymous. Like I said again, you know, you could be anonymous and I don't want to find out your who you are, you know, your name. Don't give me your full name. Just be anonymous. Tell about your thing. You know, any type of relationship, you know, could be straight, gay, you know, lesbian, or whatever. Tell me about it, you know. Share your stuff. I mean, I'm not against your sexuality. I'm not against anything, what you are and everything, you know. Just tell me, you know, everything, and I appreciate it and everything. But anyways, I have a couple things here that I think I'm probably be done right now with this thing about friendship and relationship, finding your true love. But even though that I may be going way out of topic here, but even though this is live radio and I'm going to announce this so much that, you know, I'm a type of person that I support, you know, my friends. And the reason why I started this radio show is because I was helping a good friend out, you know, sponsoring her webpage that I could, like I just told you guys earlier about Let's Talk and Pray. And she, you know, helped me a lot too. You know, she's an older lady. And she gave me good advice about, you know, finding your true love and everything like that, you know, and what I've been going through with the situations, which I'm not going to be going into much detail about it, but, you know, even though I'm going through a situation and I talked to her about it as women to women, you know, female to female, and she gave me a good advice about it and what happened, you know, what she went through. And, you know, that's what friends are for. Like a song says, that's what friends are for. Okay. And I helped her out with her web page. No, actually, no. I helped her out with her sponsoring it on live radio, which is right now. So, basically, what I'm trying to do is help her out, give her support, and that's it. And she helped me out, too. She wants to join in and talk about a lot of stuff and, you know, share her stuff and everything, which I don't, you know, don't mind that. But people, I'm telling you this live because I'm got something that's bothering me in a way that I don't agree what this individual was saying. I'm not saying no name. I'm not saying, you know, whoever, if you know who I'm talking about, I'm not saying no name, but I know there are haters out there that don't agree about what I'm doing or whatsoever. But, you know, just because I'm doing a radio show doesn't mean that, you know, I'm just spilling the milk all over, spreading like peanut butter about gossip and everything. And they think that I'm trying to be famous. Honey, being famous is dangerous. I'm not here trying to be famous. I'm just here to change my life around. Because this person does not understand what I've been going through. Let me tell you something. I trying to keep my mind busy. I, as an individual, trying to make sure if I'm going to go back to school and do something in my life, right now, got some good news, honey. I'm going back to school, and I start until next week. Next week, honey, next week I am going back to school. Yes, American Broadcasting School. And I just got truly accepted. Ladies and gentlemen, I myself got accepted at the American Broadcasting School. Yay! Everybody clap for me. 657-383-0357. That was the biggest surprise ever. That was the surprise I was telling you about on live video that I had posted on there. That I got accepted at the American Broadcasting School. I had been enrolled and everything. And this week I'm doing my orientation. And I'm going to be starting my radio career Monday, the 25th of January. And hopefully time's going to be changing pretty soon. So, gone there. I'm going to take a really, really quick break here because I have 43 minutes remaining here. I just want to take a little quick break here and let's go on to do something and let's continue on what we're going to talk about and see what's going on. So we're going to take a quick break.
Oh,
we're back. I think we're welcome back for myself. I'm back again. 657-383-0357 is the number you can reach me at. If you have any questions or comments or you got anything to say or any sponsorings or stuff like that, maybe you got it, talk to me. I also want to do something to tell you. I'm on Facebook right now, and excuse me. And a lady here, I'm not gonna say no name. She did this page called Free Pets and Rehoming, and what it is, it's kind of like a little sponsor thing here. What it is for animals who are lost or are in the shelters or anything, need a home for adoption. So if you want to take a look at it, go to my Facebook page or type in Free Pets and Rehoming and like it on there. And feel free to take a look at it. I have some information I just posted recently about the animal shelters in my local area where I'm at. And by all means, please join in and do, you know, just, you know, support an animal, you know. Animals are like, you know, are like you and me, you know. We got love, we care, we do everything. You know, we always get relationships with them. That may be your true love, you know, for 2016. So, just to let you inform about that, just like us on Facebook, it's Free Pets and Rehoming. It's a community page, and it's all about finding your pets a better home. And if your pets are lost or anything, and you find a pet that's lost and want to find a rightful owner, just please feel free to post it on there and tell us where you are, you know, where you're from and everything, and by all means, do it, and we'll help each other out. I haven't found anything with the pets yet, but I'm still, you know, trying the best I can, you know, because I'm like, you know, thinking like, oh my gosh, she's crazy, but I love animals. Don't put me wrong. Animals are, like, really good, you know, people. So, please do, please like us on Facebook and everything. And there's so many societies out there, you know, if you want to adopt a pet, you know, I got you some information about that in my local area where I'm from. And there's so many out there, even in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, whatever, the 50 states out there. If you have any animal shelters out there in your local area, please feel free to share it on there. But anyways, let's go turn it on here. Starting next week, I know my hands are going to be very tight, but if you can, please send me an email if you can, because I need to find a better topic for my next week's show. I know, it's kind of a little stupid to tell you, but I have so much things in my mind. And I'm trying to help a friend out with one thing, trying to help myself with another. And, I mean, if you can, I will post this on my group page, What's Going On, a.k.a. The Chica Show. That's my group page. Please feel free to share up a comment on my page, because I need a topic for next week's show. That's all. I just need, you know, it's just a wanted, you know, like, you know, how you want a job, you know, it's like wanted, you know. Please feel free to send me a comment on there, and and I do appreciate for that. And also, I forgot this person. I'm going to give out a big shout out with Mr. Trent Shelton. I forgot about him. You guys, I mean, I know about domestic violence, about this guy, this pastor and everything, but I forgot to mention about this Trent Shelton. He's the best guy ever. People, I highly recommend to like him on Facebook. He is the guy that he will tell you, find your true love. I'm telling you this. That gentleman, the pastor from the Blog Talk Radio, and Mr. Trent Shelton, those two gentlemen, I highly recommend to get on him, get on them, and just listen to them. Before you get your true love to come true, listen to it, and then you will understand everything what's going on in your relationship. 657-383-0357. Please call. Just to be on there and lock me on Facebook. So, and yeah, please do. I mean, this is craziness here. On with that. I see everybody's having a good time tonight. I wish I'm very blessed. And I know it's football season about to end pretty soon, because right now we're towards the end of January, and I think Super Bowl's coming up pretty soon. Oh, boy. Yep. So, right now, everybody, you know, having fun, watching movies, drinking, and watching football and all that stuff. So, I mean, I wish you guys the best of luck and everything. So, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody's been having a good time here. So, well, anyways, we got 32 minutes remaining here, and just to let you inform that every time I'm out last week, everybody wants to call in, and if I'm here, nobody don't want to participate. But that's okay. I mean, I can do this by myself. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm not, you know, complaining. So, yeah, everybody's like, okay, all right then. Excuse me, everybody. I just got a little sleep problem. Okay. Well, anyways, let's go on here. Like I just probably did tell y'all that I want you guys to take care of yourselves for this. And the reason I tell you this, because get to know yourself. And I like, you know, I like these people. I like this guy that, okay, I like this guy. But he's a little further away from me, but he's really fun to talk to. We talk on the phone, and he's really fun to talk to and everything. I tell my homeboy about this, too. I tell my best friend, my brother, to me. I tell him about it, and I mean, it was just like, well, you know, he's really cool to talk to. But you see what I just did? You know, I want to take time for myself. I really want to take time for this, you know, because I don't want to rush into it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, excuse me, I don't want to end up being hurt and everything. Let's get to this point here. So, you know, like yesterday, it was really hard to get a hold of that guy. And I was trying to get to reach my friend. I was like, oh my God, what have I done, you know? And finally, he talked to me, and that was when I was like, wow, I feel so good, I feel relief, you know. You know, I'm a worried person. You know, I really like my friends to at least tell me, hey, I'm okay, I'm doing just fine. I mean, I had a friend like a brother to me. I was worried about him, too, but at the same time, you know, oh, you know, he's with his father, you know, he's safe. But I didn't know what was going on. But I'm not going to go into any more details now, but he did something that I got, like, will carry off, and I was like, what? So, anyways, finally he's safe. I was blessed. I was happy. He came over and we talked. I was like, okay, I'm glad you're okay. That's all I have to say. I'm glad that you are okay. Period. Because I really care about this person. He's like a brother to me. No, I don't understand that. No, he's not my boyfriend. No, we're not into this. But if we have decided to be boyfriend-girlfriend, it won't be the same, because what happens when we break up, our friendship is not going to be the same. So it's like a fruit just went rotten. So, anyways, I'm glad he was okay. You know, he's safe and sound. He's breathing. He's everything. So, I'm happy about it. So, anyways, I just like to be with this person, in a way. But I just want to take my time. I don't want to rush into it, because my main focus is on my, you know, the kids I have in my life. Yes, I do got children, two boys. And I'm blessed. And my main focus in life. So when you got your kids, those are your true love too. If you don't got kids, your mom and your dad are your true love. And they do care about you. And focus on yourself. Yourself is your true love. Love yourself. So, I hope you guys listen to that part and learn. Like I said, Lisa, tell you the good news about me. You got accepted to school. And I'm very happy about that. And Lisa, I'm doing Blog Talk Radio because I love how it is. And I'm learning a lot of stuff that maybe I can work on more into a lot of things in radio stuff. Like radio programming. How to, you know, with voice and stuff like that. So, if you have anything, just, you know, please call me. We have a, please call real quick. It's 657-383-0357. I don't want to talk about sports, but I want to go off on that part, but, well, let's put it this way. Patriots won, Green Bay lost. So, guess sucks to be you and sucks to be me. So, if you're a football fan, if you like those teams, hey, congratulations to y'all. Also, Monday, the 18th of, January, I paused for a moment, I was like, what month are we? But anyways, the 18th of January, we have a celebration, a holiday coming up called Martin Luther King Day. I'll just put it this way. Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King. He is, to me, the best guy ever. Anybody ask me why? Why he's the best guy? I'll tell you why. Because that gentleman made history. He made history as like he had a dream. What's his dream about? His dream that blacks and whites are united. Now go separate ways. Unite. We're one human. Which I totally agree with what he said. So, as for him with the dream, I have a dream speech. Which I really like that, you know. That speech made history. Let's put it this way. He made the speech historical. Which I really like that a lot. So, if you want to listen to more about his speech, just go to YouTube or Google.com and Google search Martin Luther King's Dream Speech and it's on YouTube. So, if you want to listen to it, just listen to it, and you'll be, like, amazed. You'll be in dull. But, and that's the holiday coming up. And also, I found a quote here. And this is, like, I don't know. To me, it's funny. To me, it's something. I don't know. But I want you to listen to this. I found this on Facebook today. And it says, stop waiting for Friday. For summer, for someone to fall in love with you, for retirement, for life. Okay. Happiness is achieved when you stop waiting for it and make something of the moment that you're in right now. And the pictures, it's like clocks look like they're melting. And I see like a dog or some dog figure like a log and had a clock on top of it. And it had like a background like a little canyon or the ocean. This is a weird picture. I love that picture. I don't know who was the artist. I remember I took art class, but I don't remember who painted it. But it's a pretty good picture. I'm going to share this right now to that. And go on my Facebook page and you see it. I will post it on my What's Going On page. So feel free to take a look at it and everything. Actually, I'll go ahead and do that right now. yay. I don't know how to do this on the phone. It's kind of weird, but normally, like, computers are different. But, yeah, feel free to come, you know, to my webpage. It's What's Going On, a.k.a. The Chickasaw Blog Talk Radio. That's my Facebook page. And hit like on there, join in, and feel free to take a look at my information and pictures that I just posted and everything else. And by all means, just go on there. One quick call if you want to make questions or comments is 657-383-0357. Please call in, and if you have any quick questions or comments or anything whatsoever, feel free to join. Feel free to join. And anyways, please do go into www.blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. You can also listen in to and pre-recorded stuff, and basically if you want to listen to more shows, the previous shows, you can go ahead and listen to it, and by all means, just come on. Ooh, excuse me. Woo! I like a little drowsy now. Woohoo! Hey. Anyways. Let's see what's going on here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. The news is going crazy. Everything's going crazy. A lot of things happen, you know. And everybody's like, you know, partying right now. Does it look like it? So, yeah, everybody's partying right now and having a good time. So, nothing big going on here on Facebook. I'm just so surprised. Like I said, this week, people die of cancer. It was the saddest thing ever. So, what else we can say about that? You know, cancer is a deadly disease out there. So, you must protect yourself and be healthy and eat right next. Exercise or do something about it, which I need to be doing that myself too. So, yeah, I know. Eating ice cream, eating popcorn and chips, I know it's not good for you. So, I'm a bad girl. I'm a very, very bad, bad girl. What? You know, at least I'm drinking water, so that's okay. But anyways, before I go on here, my Twitter page is @TexasWarrior81. So just to let you inform that too, I have a Twitter page. It's @TexasWarrior81. And feel free to add me on there. So, please, you know, if you want to send questions or comments through there, too, because I do have a, you know, Texas Warrior Twitter account, so. Oh, by the way, we have 15 minutes remaining. I would love to have a big, huge shout-out to my good friends from England. the Pentacle Drummers. Okay, I would like to give them a big huge shout out to them. I just recently talked to them not too long ago, and they had like this promotion thing going on, and they want me to go on this website. So I was like, okay, sure, why not? You know, I helped them. You helped me. You know, I wish they could come down here to the United States and do their drumming and everything, because people go on YouTube, type in Pentacle Drummers, and you'll see all these videos they have. Oh, my goodness. Even they have a Facebook page. They got Twitter. They got everything. If you listen to them drumming, oh, my God. It was so freaking loud, like boom, 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 boom. It was like a big circle of drummers, and they drummed away. When I heard that the very first time, they were in the hotel room, and it was, I had to laugh about this, because they were complaining a lot of things, and making so much noise and stuff like that. I'll tell you something, people, that they are one of the best drummers ever. I mean, even though the Native Americans are the best too, but these people from Europe, I'm telling you, if you like sit there and listen to them making those drumming noises, oh my God, you just feel it to your spine all the way down to your toes, and they're the best. And they scream and shout and celebrate and everything else. By all means, all people are good. So, big huge shout out to them. Please join them on Facebook. Pinnacle Drummers. Please, please do. 657-383-0357. I'm going to see if I can hope I can invite them to my show. But since they're in England, I got to figure out what time is over there. So therefore, I don't want them to be that late and too early. So I got to figure out what time is over there. So which is 10 o'clock here, Central Time. I figured out what time it's over there in England, so I have some studying right now. But anyways, please follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And follow me on there too, so please do. 657-383-0357. Please call in if you have any questions or comments or anything whatsoever. I probably need to take a little short break here, but if not, well, probably not. We'll take, I'm just going to go on and continue on. So, I love this popcorn so good. I don't know why, but I like movie popcorn. It is like one of the best things ever. It just tastes so yummy. You know, tastes so yummy. But I'm just choking on some seeds now. And then you got water. And choking on seeds, that's like fun. But, anyways. Well, I really got nothing to say right now, but I always say a big huge shout out to all my friends out there that support me, or like brothers and sisters to me. Even though that you guys are like, good people and give me a lot of support out there, and thank you for, excuse me, listening in, for that, even though you guys are working or taking care of business or dancing and having a good time, you know, dating. I mean, okay, when you find your true love, I'm going to go back to that subject again. You find your true love, I do appreciate it. I give you kudos for it. But please, 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 when you guys are in a relationship, please, Monday nights, 8 o'clock Central Time, please, I will post the phone numbers on there on Facebook. By all means, please listen in. Please listen in. This gentleman is the best, and Mr. Trey Shelton also is the best too. So follow him on Facebook. It's Trent Shelton, and click a like button and listen to all his videos. Listen to everything he has to say about friendship and relationships or anything, because it is the best therapeutic tool ever. Okay. You guys, I do appreciate for all your support and everything. By all means, tonight, you know, even though that I'm gonna be ending a little bit earlier, but you guys, thank you so much for everything. Let me say again, thank you. I'm gonna wish myself the best of luck too for my school. Even though my hands gonna be very tight and finding some stuff, but time's gonna be some changes, and hopefully I might have the show maybe this week, but it's all depending what's going on. That I need to be focusing on is, you know, the school. So I don't know, but if I do, I'll probably do the same time and everything, but I want you to thank y'all. But I'll just let you guys inform on my group page. And there's gonna be some certain changes and hours and stuff, so now you know about that, because I think right now, 10 o'clock is kind of a little late, but even though it's the last show for the night, but, you know, again, I'm going to try to get to see if I can make it a little bit earlier, so therefore everybody can listen in and everything, and but I need to get everything prepared before the time comes. So if you have any comments about the next show coming up, please feel free. Shoot me an email at merivera25@gmail.com, or please call in at 616-9244. That's my... And the area code is 254-616-9244. That's my number. Or if you want to reach me at a Facebook page, it is What's Going On, aka Chica Show at Blog Talk Radio. Please join that page and send me a comment on there. And I'm gonna see if you guys like had a topic here on the next show. One little quick announcement here, and I'm gonna make this real quick here. The past couple of days, like I just mentioned about somebody made me angry. I do apologize for all that. So, by all means, you know, please disregard if you have me on my group page. Please, please disregard this. But, you know, I'm just going to be legit about this. God's at my side all the time. So, if you're listening in and you're listening to this, God is at my side, and I don't care what you said. So it's my show, it's my stuff. I pay for this. I can do whatever I want within my life. So thank you for all for the support, and you guys have a wonderful night. I'm gonna end this with a nice, beautiful tune. So good night, everybody.
I'm just the pieces of the man I used to be. Too many bitter tears are raining down on me. I'm far away from home, and I've been facing this alone for much too long. Never told the truth to me about growing up and what a struggle it would be. In my tangled state of mind, I've been looking back to find where I was wrong.